We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us in the studio, a Jersey guy who's a 20-year veteran comic, now a podcast guru, hottest thing in the podcast world, next to Patty.
Please welcome. He's got a few more listeners, I'm betting, though.
Tom Papa.
Yay!
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Good to see you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Patty read your book all the way through. I browsed it. I'm not one of those people that tries to act like I read every book.
Yeah, but you know what? What's great about this book is you can just browse it because there's all these wonderful little vignettes.
It's written browsy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's all broken down by family members.
If you have no attention span, it's a perfect book for you.
Yeah. You could be like, I'm going to read about moms today.
Yeah, and then I'm going to throw it down.
Yeah, and then tomorrow I'm going to read about dogs.
Right. Exactly.
If you had to, you know, if you had to describe yourself, would you say I'm a professional comedian?
Yes, I would. I'm a professional comedian.
You know, it's funny. Who do we have on the show that was in a bookstore? Remember that guy?
We had a bunch. Books are popular.
No. He was in a bookstore, and he used to be on Saturday Night Live. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. Norm MacDonald, maybe?
No.
Jim Brewer?
No, not Jim Brewer.
Oh, God.
The guy looked up at him, and it's about 9 o'clock at night, and he says, my God. He used to be so famous. What are you doing?
Oh, John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
Oh, that's
funny.
He told that on himself, Tommy. He used to be so famous. What are you doing in a bookstore at 9 o'clock at night? That was pretty funny.
That's funny.
And he brings his dog in, too. His dog comes with him everywhere.
That's hilarious. You know, I saw John Lovitz at a driving range in L.A., and he was in all blue, a blue shirt, blue hat, blue side. I said,
was
wow.
He nice?
I said, wow, you look amazing. Yeah. He said, you can do it, too. Just go out and get yourself an outfit.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Park Ridge and Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey, Bergen County.
And you really immersed yourself in your childhood. You have a great memory.
Yeah. And
good a memory, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's more. It's like I went through this whole book and there's still a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, the book is about my life and it's also about all of your families, too, that I've been observing everybody as a comedian. Mm. All families, I kind of feel, are the same. We're all going from the same manual. And it's amazing to me that I can't remember things from a week ago, but things that happened when I was 7 are so crystal clear. Like that gap, like up until like 4th, 5th grade, they're so crystal clear.
It's because your mind is empty at that age and it's just filled with everything happening to you.
Yeah, that's
and
a good point.
It just like locks in. No, it's true.
Yeah, and you didn't know what beer was.
Now, are your parents still with us?
They are. I just saw them last night. Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff you're holding back until...
Until they go.
They die.
Yeah, you know, as a comedian, I've been talking about them for a long time, so...
But you're kind of... You're funny, but you're gentle. You're not really...
Yeah, well...
I don't know. There's some parts of this.
Yeah, I don't... I think my comedy in general is. I try and keep it positive. I try and keep it as a happy place to be when you come to see me live or you read my stuff or whatever. I try not to be too... harsh on things. I don't think there's, like, if they weren't around, I don't think I would be talking about other things. Yeah. No.
Now, were you the funniest kid in your class in school?
I was. It was me and this one kid, Keith, that we were definitely the funniest.
What's he doing now?
He's dead.
Wow.
But I wrote about him in the book because he wasn't around to do it.
So you took over Prairie Home Companion.
Yes, I did. I took over the spoken word part of it.
That keeps you. Does that keep you on the road a lot?
It does. If I can get there and do it live, I'll do it. If not, I just come to a public radio station and I'll call in my monologue each week on the show. Yeah,
that's cool.
And then sometimes I'll even send it to them as a file. But it keeps me writing all week.
Right.
It doesn't keep me on the road as much, but it keeps me writing all the time.
And they renamed it after all the Garrison Keillor stuff going
on. Yeah, it's a less handsy companion now.
Yeah.
We're talking. Did you mention that on the show?
No, just your show.
Talking to Tom Papa, and his book is called Your Dad Stole My Rake. Patty, does he explain that title? Is there a story that goes with that?
Well, there's all kinds of things that go with this. Is there a specific story that goes with the rake? Or is this just a reflection
pop
on...
pop out of your head.
Yeah, it's just a reflection of... You know, my father used to borrow every neighbor... My father never bought one tool in his life. He would just borrow from the neighbors,
right.
Make me go do it, and then I would hang out and wait for them to get angry and come back looking for
them. Are you that kind of dad now?
Yeah, no, no, I don't... I skip the whole trying to even use tools part.
You have a line in here at the very beginning in the book. I just love this. It says, all the smart things you try to say, all the thoughtful lessons you try to impart to your kids are eclipsed by the more memorable dumb moments in between. And I think about that all the time, raising kids, because you put these platitudes on them,
yeah.
Telling them, and then what they remember are the idiotic things you do and say.
100%. I think I'm trying to be thoughtful, and I'm really teaching them my lessons.
Yeah.
The only thing my daughter thinks when she sees me is that I stepped on her pet snail.
Sorry.
Oh. I came up. I didn't know it was a pet. I didn't even know it was there. I just walked up to say hello. I stepped on a snail. She cried for an hour. I tried to put it back together, which does not work.
It doesn't work.
No. And to this day, I'm the guy who killed the snail.
I have a daughter also, and I, you know, watched all the dad TV shows when I was a kid and all that, and always thought you had to have the patches on the on your jacket on the show on the elbows
right,
to be
right.
a good dad.
He had a pipe.
Every time I would start to give her like a little life lesson, she said, oh, Dad, here comes one of those life lessons, huh? I mean, she would make fun of it before I even imparted it.
Yeah, my children are really starting to realize that I'm not as great as they thought.
He has this great story, Scott, in there that you probably would really appreciate. He talks about his four-year-old being a con man, how she asks for something, and it's like no-go, and she walks in, can I try it this way? And she starts batting her eyelashes and says, Daddy, and just asks the same question a whole different way.
Yeah, and then admits, well, that's how my sister told me to come in and ask.
That's what happens.
That usually works.
Tell me about your teacher, Mr. Mano.
Mr. Mano was a very angry... I went to school in a time when teachers hated children. They didn't get in it for the love of children or teaching. They got in it because it was either that or clean pools. And Mr. Mano was a very angry, small man who was shorter than most of the children. And he wore his hair up like a doo-wop singer.
A rooster?
Like a rooster, yeah, exactly. And he would throw things at us. He would throw staplers at us and anything he could grab. Yeah, so then
you said you couldn't find him in the hallway because he disappeared among the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And the kids in revenge came up with a song about him, and they sang it over the PA system, and we really got a lot of stuff thrown at us that day. He was so short. The song was, would you like to hear it?
Sure. Yeah.
The song was, he got his feet cut off in Vietnam, can't even reach the intercom, Mano, Mano. And when he hit the Mano part, the whole class would sing it in unison, Mano, Mano. Then we would laugh, and then someone would get hit in the head with a ruler.
Right.
Is he still living in Bergen County and listening to us right now?
No, let's hope not.
Yeah,
he can't. He was so little. There's no way.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have a radio in his hollowed out tree.
The book is called Your Dad Stole My Rake. Tom Papa wrote it, and you're signing copies tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm at the Village Underground signing copies tonight. Thursday, I'm at Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey, near my hometown.
Bergen County.
Yeah, Bergen County. And tomorrow, there's a Facebook Live event. If you come to my Facebook page, if you live in a place that I'm not going to get to, or you can't get to me, you can go on Facebook, interact with me, and I'll sign a book, and they'll send it to you.
You will recognize some members of your family in this book if you read it.
Yeah. Everybody. If you grew up in a family, have a family, or are trying to get out of a family, this book will relate. And today's the day. This is the day it comes out.
All right. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Lots Tom Papa, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.